at Spadina Museum, which is right next to Casa Loma. They're doing their own radio show, but in the style of the old-time radio dramas.
And now, more of the amazing intergalactic adventures of The Flashman. These rousing adventures come to you as they appear each Sunday in the Big Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor, adventure, and gardening. Last
week, you may remember... Just like in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, these guys are all dressed up for the era, standing at microphones, reading the script in front of a live audience and doing different voices while other performers add to the script, like Jeff Rosenthal with the music.
And I do different kinds of sounds, depending on what's called for. If there's something scary, I might do something like this. Or if there's something happy, I might do something like... And I try to do music that goes with the mood and a little bit of other sounds to try to help the actors and help out in the show.
Then nearby, you have the sound effects guy, Jason Obrega, stands at a table full of various implements, and as he follows along the script, he jumps around, making the appropriate sounds.
Depending what is needed in the show, I do a combination of certain things. For example, a dragging chain of a locked prisoner, a sliding brick. This is, what do we call them? Yeah. Combustion ray machines sliding them into action. We got a telephone handy. A little glass of water with a straw to make some science lab sounds. I'm recreating a fleet of soldiers marching towards battle. So I'm playing like a little snare drum roll with my feet. And then with that, it frees up my hands to do some horse galloping, as well as some trumpet call sounds. And yeah, it's kind of dynamic when they're all going.
I do love the Foley artist. Then, of course, the actors read along. So here is a little bit of what that sounds like when you put it all together in a scene between an evil space queen and a mad scientist.
So, Doctor, how is your new invention coming along?
Oh, splendidly. Take a look. I cannot thank you enough for the laboratory you have provided me.
My slaves were happy to build it. I know, because I forced them to smile during the whole project. By the way, what is this latest creation?
Well, it's a... Ooh, I beg your pardon, but I dare not speak of it. At least until I've tested it thoroughly. There must be no first-generation mistakes. After all, this is not an Apple product.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I have a Space Phone 6.
Speaking of which, is someone trying to get you on your new space phone, Volcaris?
Oh, answer it, please, Dr. Krakow. It might be that intergalactic insurance salesman again.
At once, Volcaris. Hello? This is Dr. Krakow speaking. What? I can't hear you. Are you on a subway? You keep breaking up.
Are you having trouble with the space phone?
Yes.
Yeah, well, remember, you can't hold a space phone 6 on its edge. That interferes with the reception.
Right.
Also, don't hold it too tightly or it'll bend.
Of course.
Make sure that the battery is holding its charge. You know, you might have to drain it and recharge it.
So as you can hear, it's not quite a traditional radio drama. There's a few modern and some funny twists into the tale for modern audiences. But otherwise, it's radio just like they used to do before many of those of us in radio were even born. There's even a secret coded message in the commercial that kids visiting Spadina can make a decoder for and decipher the secret message. We know what it is, but we're not telling. I'm going to leave the last word now to the Flashman announcer.
Please join us for the intergalactic adventures of The Flashman. Our play is going on every Sunday afternoon at 1 and 3 p.m. Don't be late!
So, the live radio play, The Amazing Adventures of The Flashman, is on this weekend and next at Spadina Museum, and that's right next to Casa Loma.